What a great summer of live music this is turning out to be. Incredible festival lineups, amazing live performances on these cruises, free concerts in the park. This has probably been the most inspiring summer of live music that we've heard in many, many years. But what has really caught our attention this summer is the willingness of these amazing artists to blend their talents with other artists from different genres, different stylings, and it's created this eclectic sound, this wonderful, wonderful palette, mixing an older traditional sound with a newer, upbeat, fresher music styling. So today, we're going to concentrate on some of that music. We're going to highlight some musical collaborations of different styles, different techniques, different genres, and we're going to talk to a few people that are involved in some of these collaborations. So we're going to open up this window today to talk about collaborations as an art form here on the TCT Artist Exchange.
The hardest, the coolest, the way you hold the mic is like you're praying to a Buddhist. So Buddhist, not me that, king of the fat trap, took it to the limit, so I have to bring it on back. To the freaking essence, the essence will give you presence, the presence will give you kind of peace of mind, the super lesson, the lesson for the learning, least the earning, least the yearning, ain't no need to be concerning yourself. Hope be stressing yourself, hope be messing yourself, best be loving yourself, hope be helping yourself, but we develop any way we can, so one day you will understand. I'm praying,
please don't give up. Can do much better for you.
The sound of me too. The sound of me too.
Please don't give up on love. I'll do anything I can.
Oh, it's the coolest, the hardest. We rock it regardless. I'm hating perfect, but I'm still made up of starless. Intergalactic, but on the mic. One day I know it's gonna be alright. Till then, we're gonna fight to the end. Ain't no need to pretend. Jeremy, bring it back again. Put the bass on, the chase on, but put the bad face on. Woo! Red alert when I put my bad face on. Yeah, you best know when I bring the groove. Everybody in the place just had to move. We're gonna jump and dance any way we can. Cause one day they will understand.
Please don't give up.
Yeah.
don't give up on love. Let's get back to true love.
Actually, my first job was a crepe maker at Concord Mills Mall.
A crepe maker? That's an official thing?
That's a thing.
You mean there's training provided as a skill set to making crepes?
I mean,
I thought they were just brought in from France.
No, we actually have to make them.
What kind of crepes did you make?
I don't know what they were called at this point.
What did you put in them?
My favorite one that I actually tried on break was strawberries and the cream cheese, which is exactly what I bought.
Okay.
But they had all other sorts that looked disgusting. But, you know, people and their weird taste buds.
Who do you listen to? If you had to tell me a 3-song playlist, you were stranded on a desert island, you only had 3 songs that you had to listen to over and over for the rest of eternity, what would those songs be and why?
Anything by Tim's, hands down. I'm actually waiting for a drop more music.
Okay.
Anything like Afrobeat, I love
that. Oh, yeah,
genre.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool stuff, man.
Yeah.
Gosh. For a period of time, you were, and probably still are, a fan of jazz.
Oh, I love, okay, yes. So I will play that, like, when I'm doing homework or I'm just scrolling through my computer. I play that when I get home. Like, that's on my Alexa.
Light myself on fire just to please. Doing all these things, it's just to fit your needs. And I can't stop, I can't miss a beat. Like a feedback loop, I'm running on repeat.
Thank you. One of our exciting ongoing components of the TCT Exchange is that we get to highlight collaborative projects that are taking place within the landscape of today's music. This obviously adds quite a bit to an artist's journey. Different genres, different styles, different musical inspiration and artistic visions they can enjoy together through a combined journey of creative expression. And then share in whatever they create and in the direction of their music. So tonight here on the TC Exchange, we're gonna talk to an artist that has spent a couple of years collaborating with other musicians. He's a songwriter, he's a musician that plays several instruments, he travels all over the country. His name is Herman Johnson. So we're gonna bring Herman on a little bit, talk to him, and see what's going on with his journey and see who he's collaborating with today.
Do I have to wait?
Yeah, hey, we've got on the line singer, songwriter, musician. This guy's been kicking it. It actually was one of my inspirations and kept me going in the business just from meeting him and working with him back in the days, man. It inspired me, and I probably wouldn't still be in this business without his early inspiration. This is Herman Johnson on the line.
HKJ.
HKJ. All right, HKJ. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really good. Just to know you.
Listen, thanks for taking the time to come on with us to the TCT Artist Exchange. And we just want to kick it with you a little bit about the collaborative process of musicians. And I know for a fact that you've worked with a tremendous amount of people. I mean, you've been coast to coast with this, with your music and the musical thing.
I've been behind some people,
but I mean, you've done it all, man. You've done the funk thing. You play with rock bands. You've done the big band thing. You know, so there probably isn't any genre of music you haven't touched and collaborated with the other artists with. So I mean, how do you take on the process of working with another artist on a different style of music? I mean, do you go in just willing to accept the music, or is it something that has to grow on you first? I mean, do you hear an artist and say, hey, you know, I'd like to work with them and make the connection, or how does it happen for you?
Well, you have to understand something. The first thing is everybody that plays music in America has to follow a certain system. And when I studied music, I didn't know it, but all music is based on the Western music system. So I at first played music based on my ear, but what I was listening to was based on a study of the Western musical system. And that system is what everybody follows. Doesn't matter whether it's blues, rock and roll, jazz, R&B, whatever the style is, calypso, it doesn't matter because it's based on a structure. So I'm playing based on its structure, based on the Western musical system.
I got you. So it's a formula. You know, if you understand the formula, you can understand the music.
You can understand the music, but you can understand the feel and where you can apply yourself to it based on the musical style, whether it's blues, jazz, rock, Latin. It's going to still have a structure.
So what about the instrumentation? I mean, for example, you're a very prolific bass player, and you have done a lot of work in the industry as a bass player, but playing different bass instruments. So to decide which acts to play, is that something that is filtered through the music, or that's something that comes from you at the time of creation? How do you decide which acts you're gonna play, which instrument you're gonna play for a certain song or a certain feeling? How do you decide your instrumentation?
My expression is that I don't have to use the 6-string. I don't have to use the 4 or 5-string. I can get everything out of a 4-string. It's based on the musical study, and a 4-string can supply you with everything you need, and the study itself, if you just understand the...
Okay, so I guess it's still the visceral connection to the instrument. Well, what's your creative process? You know, because I know that you write the lyrics and you create music. What comes first for you? This is the age old question: is it the music that comes to you first, or the lyrics, or the process of thought where you think of a concept and then you create behind the concept? What's your process?
You're hitting me with a whole lot in so many different things. And I'm being honest, because I don't want to feel under pressure. I you know, this is, everything is good. I don't want to be under pressure. Right. All I want to do is, the most that comes to mind in that question is the enjoyment. That's the most important thing. So whatever comes first, whether it's the music, whether it's the lyrics, whether it's the orchestration, whatever comes first, that is the most important thing. What happens with me is basically it's never the lyrics, it's never understanding the most important points of the song, parts of the song. It's always the music. I hear the music before I hear the lyrics.
You hear the music first. Okay.
It's always the music. But the most important thing is like the enjoyment of it becomes the most important thing. Because when you enjoy something, it's noticeable to the public, and that's a positive. So it's always for me, maybe lyrics for someone else, but for me it's always the music first and the lyrics second.
Okay.
But it's what's most enjoyed. That's my foundation, and it's going to change with the foundation of other musicians. But that's basically my foundation. It's always going to be music, and then the lyrics will always be second.
Well, you said quite a bit there, man. It's so inspiring to know that, one, you still enjoy the fun of it, and within that, within the fun of it, it's still, obviously, I can tell, it still excites you. And you look at it as a gift that you've inspired to give to the world, to other people. So you're enlightening their life and bringing their life to a certain amount of joy and uplifting. Man, you know, it's always fantastic to talk with you, HKJ, and I have to tell you from the heart, man, you have inspired me through the years, and you continue to inspire me, and you know, I look forward to work that we will be doing together. We thank you for joining us with the TCT on the TCT Exchange this evening, and we hope that we can call on you for your inspiration, your words of encouragement and professionalism, man, in the future, because we like having you on the program. So thank you so much, man. And
I look forward to doing it again.
We'll bring you back, man. We'll bring you back for true.
It brings my heart a lot of joy to enable me to express myself.
Well, we want to bring you back with some of your music, man. We want to get you on our live window so we can share with our listeners some of your fantastic music, man, and your inspiration. So we're gonna do that real soon, man. I can assure you of that. All right. So hey, you take care, man, and we will talk with you very soon. Thanks, HKJ. All right, man.
By the air, I just keep on lifting me higher. yourself is this right?
I want to thank that fantastic musician, HKJ, Herman Johnson, for chatting with us today and letting us know about his collaborative process and who he's worked with and the time he spent just honing his art and making it possible for all of us to enjoy his fantastic music and his thought process. And let's not forget Sunny, who talked to us about her crate making down in the South. Great hearing from you, and thanks for being part of today's show. We also heard fantastic music. A song called Please Don't Give Up on Us by Electro Deluxe. We heard a song by another fantastic musician, songwriter, Blue the Tiger, with Enough for You. Vincent Benjamin came on board with the remake of a wonderful average white man tune called When Will You Be Mine. We also heard a collaboration with Jonah joining in with the band Sundub with the song called Ragged Cut Called Close to Me. And I think we're going to close this window today with another song by Electro Deluxe. Here's Shame. And we want to thank you for hanging out with us today here on the TCT Artist Exchange. See you soon.
my silence. I didn't mean to cause you pain. Bring your tools, we can fix this thing. Gotta do the work to heal the pain. Come on, shine, what you got to shine. Do what you know when to do. Feel good inside. Come on, shine, that's what you shine. What you got to do. Feel guilty inside. Everybody's got shine. What's a fuck your shine? Set your heavy load. Swing down the chariot. Stop. Let me ride. Shame on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on trumpet, Alexis Bourguignon.
Shame on you.